Hello and welcome to this video in Intro to Simplero course. My name is Emil. I will be teaching you how to create and configure your first product today. So right here I am on the dashboard for a demo Simplero account. And from here we want to go into sales and then products. Once we are in products, we want to go ahead and click on create new product. You can see here is the overview that you're going to have for your products. Once you have them going, you're going to have a little bit of information. So we're going to go ahead and click new product. Here we want to name our product, and this is the name that your customers will be seeing. And what is a product in Simplero? A product is what you sell. So this is what's going to make you money for your business. So it can be anything from a ebook to a recipe book, or if you have a course in Simplero that you want to set up, for example, yoga classes, it can be anything really. You connect it to this product and then, you know, you sell it from there. With that in mind, let's create the product and let's call it free ebook on food, something like this. And you can see by clicking here, we're going to get a few more information, so subtitle for it, internal name, if you want to, you know, classify it as something that you can understand, and then, you know, add a label if you want. The product card is the picture for your product. So make sure you put a good picture here that displays, you know, it gives an idea of what the product is for the customer that is going to buy it. And yeah, that's basically it. So you want to click on choose file, and then it's going to pop up and ask you to choose a picture in there. It's going to show on the order form and under their account. Once they buy it, they will receive a Simplero ID if they get access to stuff, and then they can see it in there. A short description of the product is probably a good idea as well, again, so that people know what they're buying. Down here, you can see the price, what sort of price you want it to set up to be, whether it should be a one-time purchase, a subscription, or it is something they can buy with credits. You can set up products in Simplero as well, where you buy credits, and credits can be used, for example, if you are offering IT help online and you offer, you know, 10 hours for $100, then you would set that up as a credit type product, for example. For this one, we'll just go ahead and create a one-time purchase, and let's just say that it is a total of $10 after tax. Now, speaking of tax, we have a little bit of options here. There is also, if you are in EU, it will show a few more options here. I'm not a big tax guy. I don't know about you, of course, but at least you have all of the options here. Again, if you are in the EU, it will show more options than this. You can also choose whether it's just completely exempt or whether the list price should show it included. The welcome email is the email that comes out the minute they buy the product. They will receive an email immediately after, and that is what it's going to be. So make sure you write a good welcoming thank you email here, so, you know, your customer knows what's going on. You have a few more options here. You can add an agreement that they need to sign. For example, if you have specific terms and conditions they need to go through and agree to before they purchase the product, enabling that gives you this box, and you can also set it up to be signed before paying. If your course is starting at a specific date, that is if you're selling a course, you can add that here. And then you have a few, you know, advanced settings here. Let's go ahead and click create product. And once we click on create product, we have created our first product. And in here you have a variety of different options. But this is how it's going to look for the member. And up here you can see our new order form. You put in your information, Emil, demo, and emil@simplero.com. And if we do like this, we say we want to receive the important news and special offers. We're going to get taken to the billing information and the different prices if there was more than one price. Clicking on go to payment takes us even further. And here we can choose what sort of payment method that we want to use. So that is how you create a product in under 5 minutes. See you in the next video.